现在是读经，现在是读经的时间。我们读今天的经文比较长一点。我们看腓立比书第二章一到十一节。We're going to read the scripture together. Philippians chapter 2 verses 1 through 11. You are supposed to be able to read it from the screen. Unless we have some technical difficulties. Okay. Good. Okay, here we go. Let's read it together. 我们中文英文一起来读哈。Let's read Chinese and English together. 一二三 Okay. 可以。
你有什么看见？圣灵有什么看顾？既然上帝掌管下面，既然创造世间相同，一身相同，就这样跟这些有一样的意念。使我们喜乐可以满足，凡事不可借着，不过要向你自求看出来，只要存心谦卑，个人看自己
运气强。Next，
更多的
事，也要顾别人的事，
也要以基督的心为心，他本为神的形象，不以自己心的形象为强夺的。反倒续集比如不得生长所以有人的样式记得人的样式有人的样式春天顺服以至于死在十字架上所以神将他称为至高又赐他万人问万民之名就一切从天上的地上的地上今天不气息无口不称耶稣基督为主只荣耀归于神
谢谢我们今天很高兴我们孙牧师跟我们分享这个很重要的题目就是效法基督的谦卑 We are so glad that Pastor Sun is going to share with us this morning such an important message imitating Christ's humility
弟兄姐妹平安
Peace to all of you
我们很高兴在主日就是我们教会48周年庆祝的时候跟大家一起来敬拜神
We're so happy that on the 48th anniversary of our church we can all get together and worship God
神的恩典够我们用
The grace of God is sufficient for us
愿我们现在以谦卑的心来到神的施恩宝座前
Let's come before the throne of grace with a heart of humility.
我们每一位都有声无声的来同心来祷告。
We all bow our heads and pray with and without of sound.
父神，我们感谢你。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为这是你为我们命定的福分。
This is the blessing you have appointed us.
就是在我们还做罪人的时候，你的爱子耶稣为我们死。
Because while we were yet sinners.You sent your son Jesus Christ to die for us.
他从死里复活
And he was resurrected from the dead.
现在为我们祷告
And he's praying for us now.
我们也求主你借着圣灵的运行
We also ask you for by the moving of the Holy Spirit.
让我们能明白你自己话语的奥秘
So we can understand the mystery of your words.
让我们的生命能够改变
Our life will be changed.
愿你得荣耀
You get received the glory
奉耶稣的名祷告
In the name of Jesus Christ Amen, Amen.
效法基督的谦卑
To imitate the humility of Christ
我们想到谦卑就想到我们这个人好像没有用
When we think about humility maybe a wrong image that means the person is useless
其实谦卑乃是让神的能力能够透过我们发出来
Actually, humility means the power of God can manifest itself through our weaknesses
我们每一个人都可以得到神这样的能力在我们的身上显明
Each one of us can receive this manifestation of God's power
这是神所赐给我们的恩典。
This is the gift that God has given us.
也是我们中间没有一个人应该忽略的。
And that's something that we should not neglect.
神所赐给我们的恩典都是对我们有益处的。
The grace, the blessings from God is always beneficial to us.
不但是对我们今世有益处，对我们永远也都有益处。
Not only here on earth, but in the eternity, it will be beneficial.
人怎么能够从神那里得到这样神所赐的恩典呢？
How can we receive such grace and blessings from God?
效法耶稣基督的谦卑是开启神所赐这个恩典的钥匙。
And the key to this is to imitate the humility of Christ.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because God resists the proud and blesses those that are humble.
神的命令就是要我们在神的面前勿要自卑。到时候他就必叫我们升高。
The command of God is that we humble ourselves before Him, and then He will raise us up.
耶稣基督在世上的时候，他的态度是柔和谦卑的。
When Jesus Christ was on earth, His attitude is gentle and humble.
谦卑是我们在神的面前应有的态度。
To be humble is an attitude we should have before God.
柔和是圣灵在我们身上所做的工作，所结出的果子，在人的面前所显出来的。
Gentleness is the work of the Holy Spirit in us, and the fruit of the Spirit that we behave before other people.
我们谦卑并不是为了要升高。
We humble ourselves not because we want to be raised up.
因为谦卑的人是神所喜悦的。
Because when we are humble, we please God.
神喜悦来升高那些他所喜悦的人。
And God is pleased to raise up those that He is pleased with.
神喜悦将诸般的恩典赐给我们。
God is pleased to give us all kinds of other blessings.
神所赐给了我们的福分是让我们这个人得到以后可以得到生命、喜乐和平安。
And the blessings God gave us is that so that we can have power, if we can have life,Peace and happiness.
我们要凭着信心谦卑的来到神的面前。
So through faith, we should come before God in humility.
圣经记载
，The Bible says,
2000年前有一位迦南妇人来到耶稣的面前。
2000 years ago, a woman from Canaan, came before Jesus.
她谦卑的来求耶稣来医好她的女儿。
She, in great humility, asked Jesus to heal her daughter.
因为她的女儿被鬼附了，而且病了。
Because her daughter was demon possessed and was greatly ill.
她非常迫切。
She was desperate.
而且也非常谦卑。
But she was also in great humility.
而神试验给她说了一些让她很不能接受的话，但是她还继续谦卑在神的面前。
Jesus used some very strong words to test her faith.
甚至说，呀，你是像狗一样的，这个不是给你们的。
You are like dog. We don't give blessings to dogs.
我的祝福只能给我的儿女，不是给狗的。
My blessings could only be given to my children, not to give to dogs.
可是这个妇人，她仍然谦卑地说，狗也吃主人从桌上掉下来的残渣。
But then the woman said, even the dogs would have the, some crumbs from the table.
耶稣就对这个妇人说,
Then Jesus said to this woman,
你的信心是大的,
Your faith is great.
就照你所要的,
So according to your faith,
为你成就了,
it will be accomplished.
这是在马太福音十五章二十八节所说,
This is Matthew 15:28.
今天我们也用这样的心态来到主的面前，主会因着我们的信为我们成就。
Today, if we have the same attitude before God, God is going to establish, accomplish those things we wish.
在刚才读的这段经文中间，我们看见在腓立比书，保罗给我们有关谦卑方面的劝勉。
And in the passage we just read, Paul gave us encouragement, exhortations about humility.
这里保罗有一个劝勉。有一个鼓励。
One of the exhortation and the encouragement is.
第一节里面讲到神是谦卑的源头。
And God is the source of humility.
我们很难能够理解这大能的神是谦卑的源头。
How can the Almighty God be the source of humility?
所以我们要来看这上有四件事情，就是一个就是劝勉，第二个就是安慰，第三个是交通，第四个是连续。
And the first one is communications, encouragement,
communion,
and compassion.
当我们来到神的面前，神要读的经文要让我们能够理解的是问说我们在基督里有什么劝勉。
And the passage we just read, what kind of encouragement we have in Christ?
在使徒比保罗写腓立比人书的时候，他非常的喜乐。
When Paul wrote this book to the Philippian church, he was filled with joy.
他没有喜乐的理由。
Actually, there was no good reason why he should be happy.
除了在基督里面。
Except in Christ.
因为他正被关在监牢里面。
Because at that time he was in jail.
而他想见的人他不能去见。
The people he wanted to see, he was not able to see.
而且还有一些人在后面传福音嫉妒纷争。
And then there were other people who were preaching the gospel because of jealousy of him.
让他在监狱里面受更大的苦处。
So that he would suffer even more while he was in jail.
但是他的喜乐是超越环境的。
But his joy is beyond the environment.
他的喜乐是经得起时间的考验的。
His joy could stand the test of time.
因为他的喜乐的源头是基督。
Because the source of his joy is in Christ.
你看见他看到的是什么一个图片呢？
What kind of picture did he see while he's in jail?
他看见腓立比人从头一天直到如今，他们都同心合意的兴旺福音。
He found that the people at Church of Philippi from the very beginning they were united to preach the gospel.
保罗知道这不只是人的同心。
And not only it was of the same mind among people.
因为人的同心不能持久的。
Because that cannot stand the time.
人的同心合意，他们可能会同心作恶，同心的嫉妒纷争呢。
And a group of people can be of one mind, but could be of one mind doing some evil things.
但是保罗有一个属天的看见。
But Paul has this spiritual understanding.
他看见只有在谦卑的遮盖下面，人才能够真正的同心。
Only if we are covered by humility, then we can truly be of one mind.
保罗看见唯有在基督里面才有真正的劝勉跟鼓励。
Only in Christ you have the true exhortation and encouragement.
保罗不靠自己的口才来劝勉人。
Paul did not depend on his own ability to communicate to encourage other people.
这是保罗的智慧。
This is the wisdom of Paul.
也是保罗的谦卑。
And his own humility.
这谦卑是从神来的。
And it's from God.
我们再来看第二个，他就讲到说，在爱心中间有什么安慰呢
？And what kind of comfort you have in love？
这一个安慰是一个主观的一个经历了。
And this is a very subjective experience。
因为保罗正在两难之间
，because Paul was got between a rock and a hard place。
因为他情愿离开世上与基督同在，好得无比。
In one hand, he wanted to live the world and be with Christ, and that's great, really great.
因为他在腓立比传福音第一次就遇见了难处的。
And because the first time he preached in the church of Philippi, he ran into problems.
他居然被人捉拿，把衣服剥光了，还被棍子打了。
And he was stripped naked and be beaten by rocks.
那个衣服剥开是撕开的意思，撕裂。
And it's torn apart. His clothes were being torn apart.
而且很不礼貌的。
And very impolite.
而且不是随便打一下，而且打了有伤痕。
And they were beaten really with a lot of pain.
而且还下到监牢里。
And then they put him in jail.
这是保罗在欧洲传福音的第一站。
This is the first stop of his missionary journey to Europe.
我们很快等于。18号到28号我会到南非去看刘季。
And this month, between the 18th and 28th, I will have a chance to go to South Africa to visit Liu Ji and his wife.
他们在那里传福音也不容易。
And it's not difficult to preach the gospel, it's very difficult to preach the gospel in South Africa nowadays.
他在这个街上的时候，人家看见这个东方人都觉得东方人身上都会带很多的现款。
And because when people see an Oriental, they always thought that the Orientals carry a lot of cash with them.
所以有一次，他 被人用枪指着这个、他的身上，要他把这个所有的东西都交出来。
So he was one time robbed at gunpoint.
Casey 告诉我说，刘基跟他说，只把钱拿走，其他东西还我，还追着去要。
And then that robber actually took everything from、all the important things from Liu Ji. Liu Ji would run after the robber and say, "Take the cash, but give me back everything else."
那胆子也很大。
So he was very brave.
很可能就被打死了。
But he didn't think about maybe the person would just shoot him.
啊，这是 Alan 跟 Alice 会跟我一起去。
This time I go by myself, a couple, Alan and Alice Cork would also go with me.
我没有跟他们讲很危险啊。
I forgot to tell them how dangerous it's going to be.
我相信他们爱主没有问题，我们同心祷告。
But I'm sure we'll start praying very hard now.
不过我说如果有人抢我们东西就由他抢去好了。
Because then I told them, well, if someone want to rob us, let them rob us.
因为我们还有更多的事要做。
Because we have a lot of other things we need to do.
这是保罗他说情愿离世与基督同在，好得无比。
So Paul would say, I rather wish I'll leave this world and be with Christ. That would be great.
但是他说为了腓立比人，为了信徒在地上，他情愿留在地上。
But he felt that there's still unfinished work that God wants him to do for the church of Philippi and other believers.
因为这是对于别人有益处的。
Because that would be beneficial to others.
这是保罗的爱心。
This is the love of Paul.
保罗不为他自己。
Paul was not thinking about himself.
这是保罗的谦卑。
This is his humility.
是从神来的谦卑。
From God's humility.
那第三件事情，保罗说是圣灵里面有什么交通。
And any communication with in the Holy Spirit.
你知道当时的这个交通是在金钱上、跟生活的需要上、跟祷告上都有交通的。
Because they have communications through their daily needs in prayer and daily provisions.
保罗深知这种交通必须在圣灵里才会有的。
But Paul is talking about your communication must be in the Holy Spirit.
因为我们这个人的爱心有限。
Because our love is so limited.
耐心也有限。
And patience is also quite limited.
体力也很有限。
And your physical ability is also limited.
你看人家肚子饿的时候，你就看他的耐心就很少了。
When people see a person that's hungry, he will have no patience anymore.
如果有人病了很久，你天天照顾他，到最后都没有爱心了。
If a person has been sick, you've been taking care of a sick person for days, day in and day out. After a while, you get tired.
我们需要圣灵来供应我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to supply this ability to us.
保罗在腓立比书四章十九节里面这样说。
In Philippians 4:19, he says.
他说：“我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里面，使你们所需用的都充足。”
My God would be according to the all riches in Jesus Christ to provide you all your need.
我以前念的时候，我就念到说，保罗认为神在基督耶稣里供应他自己一切的需要。
And when I first read this verse, I thought Paul was just talking about himself, that God in the richness of Jesus Christ to provide everything that he needs.
那这是错误了。
This is wrong.
保罗认为这个供应是。在基督耶稣里供应所有信徒一切的需要。
But this provision is God provides for all the need of all Christians.
这只有在圣灵里面，你才能够有这样的气度、胸襟跟负担。
Only in the Holy Spirit that you have this big view of God.
保罗蒙了光照，有智慧。
Because Paul was enlightened in his wisdom.
所以他能够传达在圣灵里面交通的实际。
And then he can communicate the reality of Holy Spirit in us.
他能够在他极穷中间，他得到的钱财，他能够运送到耶路撒冷去供应别人的需要。
Even though he was poor, he was able to take the money and send it to Jerusalem for other people.
这是保罗的谦卑。
This is Paul's humility.
也是从神那里来的谦卑。
And it's also humility from God.
在我们心中有什么慈悲怜悯呢？
What are some compassion you have in our hearts?
我们看见人很痛苦的时候，我们都会落泪，会怜悯。
When we see other people suffering, we may cry with them.
但是我们的心也很容易刚硬，过一段时间就不再怜悯他了。
But after a while, our hearts become hardened. we no longer feel the same compassion towards others.
我们的心必须让神来软化。
We need to have our hearts softened by God.
我们要看见人都在撒旦的权势之下。
We can see other people under the power and control of Satan.
所以我们要怜悯他。
Therefore, we have to have compassion of them.
就好像耶稣讲到撒玛利亚人的故事。
Talk about like Jesus talked about the Samaritan story.
然后他就讲到有一个人，他需要别人的怜悯的时候。
When a person was in great need,
祭司不能怜悯他。
The priest did not help him.
利未人不能怜悯他。
The Levites did not help him.
只有一个撒玛利亚人来怜悯他。
Only a Samaritan, a good Samaritan, helped this poor person.
那耶稣就说，这个好的撒玛利亚人就是你的邻舍，你的邻居。
That good Samaritan.
然后后来讲了一句话。
Your good neighbor. And then he said,
他说，你照样去行吧。
And do likewise.
也就是说，这一位怜悯你的，你也去爱他。
And the person that have compassion on you, you have to learn to love him also.
谁是对我们有怜悯的？
Who are the people that have compassion on us?
就是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ himself.
因此你应该去爱耶稣。
Therefore, you need to love Jesus.
你如果不爱耶稣，你不可能爱耶稣所爱的人。
If you do not love Jesus, you could not love those that Jesus loved.
我们的怜悯是从神那里来的。
Our compassion came from God.
保罗有这样的认识，他非常谦卑，他的谦卑是从神那里来的。
Paul has his understanding, knowing that his humility actually comes from God.
下面我要很快的讲一下这个同心合意是谦卑的一个具体的表现。
And the practical revelation is of one mind, the revelation of the humility.
这个意念相同是信徒中间最难做到的事。
Of the same mind is one of the most difficult chores among Christians.
教会如果有合一，什么样的问题都能解决。
If we are of like mind, we can solve any problems in the church.
教会愿意服侍的人还不少。
There are many people that in church that are willing to serve.
愿意完全放下自己意见的人就不多了。
And there are very few that are willing to give up all his own personal opinions.
吃苦容易，吃亏不干。
And we are willing to suffer, but we are not going to willing to lose faith.
别人要我们帮忙可以。
If people want us to help, it is doable.
但是他们批评我们帮忙帮得不好，我们很生气。
But if I help and they criticize because we did not help it well, then we get mad.
这其实不是那个人的问题，是撒旦攻击的问题。
But that's because Satan was attacking us.
保罗的同工他们都是愿意把景象都置上的，他们的生命不顾的，一起为了福音劳苦的。
And Paul's co-workers were all those that are willing to give up their necks.
比我们今天还好。
Much better than we have.
今天有多少人愿意为别人舍命的？我不知道。
How many of us are willing to die for others?
保罗的同工愿意为他舍命的。
But Paul's co-workers are willing to die for Paul.
但是他们很难同心。
But at times they have trouble be of one mind.
保罗他曾经提到两个同工的名字，尤阿爹、寻都基。
Euodia and Tyche. The two women names in Philippi.
在圣经中间，他们名字只出现过这一次。
The name only show up once, and that's in the chapter 4 of Philippians.
很可惜的，上面讲到这两个人是讲他们不能同心。
Unfortunately, sad comment about these two women is that they could not be of one mind.
我希望我走完了所有的路，见主的面的时候，不要我的名字也只被提过一次。
I pray to God that when I see God at the end of my journey, and my name only show up once.
而且是说他不能跟人同心。
And a comment of me is that this person could not be work with other people.
你们没有反应。
You have no reaction to that at all.
因为你的名字很可能也在上面也只有一次。
I just wish that your name would not be the same too.
我希望我们没有人是到那一天在这个。不同心的册上，我们的名字被写上。
And I hope that the book that Jesus kept of those people that cannot work with other people that we can find our names there.
第二个具体表现我们谦卑，是在意念上面相同。
And then the same, the second,
你对不起, 是爱心上面相同,
and the same second practical situation about of one of unity is same love.
这个爱是神如何爱我们, 我们就怎么爱他。
And the love is how God loves us, that we love other people in turn.
有很多人爱只在嘴巴上面讲, 我爱, 我爱, 我爱。 其实不是真的爱。
A lot of people only use their mouth to express love.
啊, 真的心里面是很讨厌那个人。
Maybe you really hate that person in your heart.
啊, 所以讲话的时候一定要刺激他, 要讲出来让他不舒服才可以。
So when we say, we have to irritate that person so that this person would say what is in his mind.
啊, 这样的人, 保罗根本就不提。
And Paul did not bring up any of those people.
保罗是提到这个爱心是有具体在言语上面, 啊, 已经懂得说相爱的人。
And Paul talked about those that already learned how to express their love through their words.
但是他说你们的爱心还有实际的, 行动。
But your love has to also be in action.
而且是在行为跟诚实上面。
And be in your behavior, in your honesty.
这才是一个真正爱心的表现。
And that's true love.
保罗知道除了神给我们的爱, 我们被爱充满以外, 我们没有办法去用这样的爱来爱人。
Paul understands that unless God's love fills us totally, we cannot use that love to love other people.
这是保罗的谦卑。
And this is Paul's humility.
我们再来看保罗接着说这四个相同, 除了意念相同, 爱心相同以后, 他说还有心思相同。
And then he also said we should not only be of the same mind, same love, but in the same spirit.
这个 同一个灵我们能够了解, 我们信主的时候就隐于同一位圣灵。
We can understand because when we believe in Christ and we drink from the same spirit.
我们是被圣灵 洗净一个身体。
Because we have been cleansed by the whole same spirit into one body.
所以我们会同感一灵。
Then we can feel this, we are moved by the same spirit.
只有在这一个灵里面, 我们才能够真正的知道我们应该谦卑。
And only in the same spirit that we know we need to be humble.
最后是一个目标相同。
And the fourth thing is that we should have the same purpose.
很多人喜欢读这个, 标杆人生。
And many people would like to read the book Purpose Driven Life.
但很多很多教会, 很多很多人念完以后, 结果他生命还是没有改变。
But many people read the book and never got changed because of it.
不是说他写的不对, 他写的非常对, 而且照着去做, 一定可以的。
Not only I'm not saying that the book is written poorly, and I'm sure if you followed what the book recommends, you'll be successful.
但是每一个人的标杆是不是一样的呢?
But do we have the same purpose?
这里说同一个标杆。
It says have the same purpose.
同一个标杆, 只有神 他喜悦的事我们才做，这是同一的标杆。
The same purpose means we only do those things that would be pleasing to God.
神不喜悦的事我不做，你也不做，好不好？
Things that God is not pleased, I won't do it and you won't do it. That be okay?
No, 都不讲话。
Anybody wake up there?
还好我们不是黑人的教会。
I guess we are not like an African-American church.
黑人教会牧师这样说，他就倒在台上了。
Then the people would, then people would start shaking and fall on the pulpit.
我们很快讲一下，除去这个不谦卑的这个拦阻，要怎么办？要怎么除去？
How do we remove the barriers to humility?
它只有两件事情，就是不要自高。
The first one is do not have a self exalt yourself.
有可能说我那么谦卑，还说我自高。
People say, I'm so humble, how can you say I exalt myself?
我是世界最谦卑的人。
I'm the most humble person in the world.
有这样的人举手。
Those that raise your hands.
很多人想举手。
Many of you will say,
很谦卑。
I really want to raise my hand.
但是一举手就不谦卑了。
I'm really humble. But as soon as you raise your hand, you are no longer a humble person.
因为我们都是自我为中心的。
Because we are all self-centered persons.
我们有时候会自吹自擂。
Sometimes we blow our own horns.
And 自高自大。
And we are so self-conceited.
主教我们说看别人比你强。
And because the Lord says look at other people higher than yourself.
怎么看呢?
How do you look at that?
我们除非把我们的眼睛看到主，不然不可能看到别人比我们。
Unless we focus our eyes on the Lord, we won't be able to achieve that.
神要我们专看别人的长处。
God wants us to look at the strength of other people.
不要专门批评别人的短处。
And don't always criticize the weakness of other people.
连主自己谦卑地说，告诉门徒你们要做更大的事。
And even Jesus said, tell his disciples, you will do greater things than I do.
因为这是圣灵要在信徒的面前所做的事情，远远超过耶稣在他的身体里面在地上所做的事。
Because the Holy Spirit through the disciple will do much greater things than what Jesus when he was in the physical body could do.
所以我们必须要除去我们这个自我的骄傲，这个拦阻。
Because therefore we must have to remove our own selves from being a barrier to humility.
最后讲的说不要自私。
Do not be selfish.
他个人不要只管自己的事，也要管管别人的事吧。
Not only worry about your own things, but worry about other people's things.
我们有机会让别人操练恩赐，我们应当成全人。
We could help other people to strengthen the good points.
就是我们属灵的恩赐，有的时候我们自己不肯去做，因为我们怕我们去做了以后，别人也得了这恩赐怎么办？
And sometimes we are afraid to exercise our spiritual gifts. You think, if I exercise it and not people get the gift, what will happen to me?
你不要担心，你越给神给你的越多。
Do not worry about because the more you exercise your gift, the more God will give you.
这是主给我们的命令，不要自私。
So this is a command from the Lord that do not be selfish.
好，我们讲完了这一切，其他的是我们很熟悉的，就是耶稣基督他自己是我们谦卑的榜样。
And we know that Jesus Christ is the example of being a humble person.
他只告诉我们说，要我们以他的心肠为心肠。
Of the heart of Jesus Christ, of the mind of Jesus Christ.
而他说他是有神的形象的，他与，但是不以与神同等为强夺的。
He has of the same level of Christ, but of God, but Jesus did not use this as something that's due to him.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是他是神，但是他却认定他在地上的时候站在人的地位来服侍我们。
He knows he is God, but when he was on earth, he took the position of a man to serve us.
他是创造天地万物有的主宰。
He is the Lord of all creation.
你承认他吗？
You confess to him?
他知道万事，他是全知者，你求问他吗？
He knows everything. Do you ever ask him of things?
他是从天降下，人就在一天，无所不在的神，我亲近他吗？
He's all present. Do I get near to him?
他是一切能力权柄的主，我们有没有来依靠他呢？
He's all powerful. Do we rely on him?
他是唯一可以接受敬拜的真神，独一的真神，你我敬拜他吗？
He's the only true God that we should worship, but do we worship him?
他是人类唯一的救主，你我接受了他吗？
He's the only savior of the world, but have we received him?
他是神本体的真相，我们渴慕见到他的面吗？
He's the true nature of God, but do we desire to see his nature?
他来到这个世上的时候，居然把自己倒空。
He emptied himself when he came to this world.
他谦卑自己。
He humbled himself.
好，下面讲到第七节那边，我就简短的来讲，他取了奴仆的形象。
Verse 7 says he took up the image of a slave.
你我没有奴仆的形象。
You and I do not have the image of a slave.
我们装扮起来都蛮像样的，像王子一样的。
Well, we always look good when we dress up like a king or prince.
昨天有一个婚礼，他们在里面请吃饭。
Yesterday, many of us went to a wedding banquet.
那个化妆的时候都哇拼命的化，化得很美的人。
You see the ladies put on the makeups.
然后他一出现在这个新娘出现在新郎的面前的时候，新郎说：“哦，是你哦，我这看不出来了呀。”
And then so when the groom saw the bride, said, "Oh, I'm almost don't recognize you."
他是很高兴呢，还是不高兴呢？你说
？Do you think he was happy? The bride was happy or not happy?
我不知道，你们自己说。
You have to ask yourself.
其实我们犯罪了以后，亚当犯罪以后，我们就做的罪的奴仆。
When Adam sinned, he took up the image of a slave.
耶稣他不是奴仆，但是他为我们成为奴仆。
Jesus was not a slave, but because of us, he turned himself into a slave.
他很谦卑，他愿意成为一个奴仆。
He wanted to be a servant.
他不是一天降卑就好了，他永永远远站在人的这个立场上。
Not only he became a slave one day, he became a slave all his life on earth.
到天上我们可以看到有一个人的手上有钉痕。
In heaven, you will see a person with a nails mark in his hands.
他取了奴仆的形象。
He took in the image of a slave.
他又取了人的样式。
He took also the likeness of a man.
样式是人的外表。
The likeness is the outer appearance of a person.
如果你我是神，我们会把自己弄成一个什么外表出现在众人面前
？If you want to stand in front of other people, how do you put your own likeness?
耶稣基督他出现的时候，圣经讲说他无加容美型
啊。When Jesus appeared, he did not have a good looking image face.
人看到他不羡慕他。
Nobody admired him.
他的面貌比别人憔悴。
He was even more sorrowful than most people.
他的形容比世人还枯槁。
And he's of a dried countenance.
但是我们这些人看到他的时候，不尊重他是神。
So we saw him, we do not honor him as God.
他为什么这样？
Why did he do that?
因为我们不肯，所以他必须做一个肯的人。
Because we were not willing, so he had to set an example of willingness.
这是一个谦卑的选择。
This is a choice of being humble.
他存心顺服。
He was willing to obey.
因为世上没有第二个人肯顺服。
Because there was no another person that's willing to obey like he did.
他降生在马槽里，没有地方。
He was born in the manger. There's no place in the hotel.
你我心里面有地方给主吗
？Do you have a place in your heart for him?
他不需要受割礼，他八日受割礼，服在律法以下。
He didn't have to go through a circumcision, but he was willing to do it to obey the law.
你我是罪人，你愿意服在律法之下吗
？Are you willing to obey the law as a sinner?
甚至给我们一个律法，彼此相爱。
God has only given us new command that we love one another.
他生在卑微的加利利。
He was born in the humble place of Galilee.
没有出过先知的地方。
There was never a prophet out from Galilee.
而我们这个人是不是嫌我们这出生的地方不好呢
？Are you concerned that you were not born in a famous town?
有很多人不敢讲，他说我不喜欢我自己。
Maybe a lot of people say to yourself, I don't like myself.
耶稣在拿撒勒做木匠是卑微的工作。
Jesus worked as a carpenter in Nazareth for many years.
今天我们是不是不喜欢我们的工作
？Do you like your own work?
我们不忠心去做。
Are we faithful in our work?
耶稣来站在人的立场接受约翰的洗礼。
And Jesus stood before John the Baptist to receive baptism.
他为门徒洗脚。
He washed the disciples' feet.
他说我自己凭着自己不能做什么。
But he said, by myself, I can do nothing.
他在科西玛丽园那么痛苦的时候，他为了你，为了我。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, he suffered, he cried and prayed because of you and I.
他为此而来，成为神的羔羊。
He came as a Lamb of God.
他背负十字架的痛苦。
He bore the suffering of the cross.
他胜过所有的试探。
He overcame all the temptations.
而且死在十字架上。
And died on the cross.
遭受凌辱弃绝。
And among received all this ridicule.
你们看到那张图画上面，是我们看到他的背。
When we see a picture, we can see his back.
我们看着下面的人的表情。
We see the people's expressions on their faces.
他们有的人摇头。
Some of them will shake their head.
有的人不屑。
A lot of people do not believe.
但是他愿意死在十字架上，蒙受羞辱。
But he was willing to die on the cross.
因为他要让我们能够升高。
Because he wants us to be raised up.
谦卑后主被升高，因为他是唯一配得的。
Because he is the only person that was deserved to be raised up by God.
当他被升高的时候，他没有忘记我们。
When he was raised up, he has not forgotten us.
而他在那里还为我们祷告。
He prayed for us there.
今天他得到的名是超乎万民之上的名。
He now has received a name that is above all names.
现在天上地上 地底下的所有的民、啊、都要向他屈膝。
And on earth and in heaven, on earth and underneath, there was no other name that is not to bow before him.
在启示录上面写的非常的清楚，这些都要向他屈膝的时候。
And in Revelation, it's very clear that all names will bow before him.
他仍然谦卑。
But he still humbled himself.
我们在天上还看见羔羊。
We can still see this Lamb of God.
他也把荣耀归给父神。
And has given God His glory.
在哥林多前书十五章二十八节。
And First Corinthians 15:28.
是我们永远不能明白的。
We will never be able to understand that.
因为他的功劳比父神应该还大。
Because he worked even harder than the Father God the Father.
但是他却把荣耀归给父神。
But he has given his glory and gift to God.
你愿意谦卑来跟随主吗？
Are you willing to humble yourself to follow God?
让我们一同低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
父神赦免我。
Oh Lord, forgive me.
也赦免我们的弟兄姐妹们。
And forgive all our brothers and sisters.
我们看到你爱子耶稣基督，我们就看见我们是罪人。
When we see Jesus Christ, we can see that we are all sinners.
我们会说离开我去吧。
We'll say to Jesus, leave us.
因为我太坏了。
Because I'm such a sinner.
而且我不值得你来救赎。
Because I do not deserve you to come and save me.
但是你却说你爱我们。
But you said you love me.
耶稣基督娶我们为他的妻子。
Jesus Christ would take us as his bride.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们颂赞你。
And we praise.
直到永远。
Forever.
跟随你的脚踪。
We follow your footsteps.
教我们学习谦卑。
Teach us to learn humility.
奉耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.